WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, checking the state baseball championships, which concluded on Saturday in Class 1A, second-seeded Twin Cedars down top seed defending state champ Mason City Newman Catholic 8-2 in the 1A final. As they finish a perfect 36-0, the Sabres were led by pitcher Otis Roby, who went 6 1/3 innings, giving up 2 runs, none of them earned, on 6 hits, 9 strikeouts, and a couple of walks. In Class 2A, North Polk ended Beckman Catholic's 2-year reign as the state champion as the Comets beat the Trailblazers 2-0, earning their school's first state baseball championship. The two teams had met for the 2A title in 2012 and 13, with Beckman winning both. North Polk starting pitcher Cole Jackson went the distance, earning the complete game shutout, giving up 4 hits, walking no one, and striking out 10 along the way. Jackson also fired a no-hitter and struck out 15 in the Comets' first-round win. In Class 3A, 5th-seeded Davenport Assumption won the championship in walk-off fashion, defeating 6th-seeded Dallas Center Grimes 1-0. Zach Adrian singled to left field, scoring Sam Bennett from second with one out to give the Knights their 9th championship in school history. That title ties Assumption with Keihigh for the most summer state baseball championships. And in Class 4A, a pitcher's duel was front and center of the championship game as 2 runs in the top of the first inning were all the 6th-seeded Southeast Polk Rams needed to down 5th-seeded Iowa City West 2-0 to claim the title. Anthony Schneider doubled to center on the first pitch of the game for Southeast Polk. After advancing to third on a sacrifice bunt, Schneider scored on a Nick Arnold RBI single. Corey Gehling singled to bring in Cam Cressley, who was running for Arnold. The Rams had 4 hits and scored 2 runs, all the runs in the game, in that first inning. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, John Lackey won his St. Louis debut when the Cardinals rallied for 3 runs in the 7th inning, capped by a go-ahead from rookie Oscar Tavares to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 3-2 Sunday. The Cardinals took 2 of 3 from National League Central leading Milwaukee and pulled within 1 game of the division lead. Lackey was the Cardinals' big catch at the trade deadline that capitalized on Boston's sell-off. The right-hander won the clinching game 6 of the World Series against St. Louis last fall and allowed 2 runs and 7 hits in 7 innings. Yesterday, he's 12-7 overall. Trevor Rosenthal struck out Carlos Gomez with 2 on for his Major League-leading 34th save. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Cincinnati beat Miami 7-3, San Francisco 9-0 over New York. Washington beat Philadelphia 4-0. San Diego downed Atlanta in 10 innings 4-3. Chicago beat L.A. 7-3. Arizona in 10, a 3-2 winner over Pittsburgh. In the American League, James Shields pitched 8 sharp innings for his first win in nearly a month, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Oakland Athletics 4-2 on Sunday. Shields retired his first 15 batters before Josh Reddick hit a leadoff homer in the 6th. Alberto Callaspo then had a one-out single before Sam Fuld lined into a double play. The 32-year-old Shields allowed 2 runs and 4 hits. He walked no one for the 5th time this season. Billy Butler and Omar Infante had 3 hits apiece for Kansas City. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland beat Texas in 12 innings, 4-3. Baltimore down Seattle, 1-0. L.A. over Tampa Bay, 7-5. Minnesota clobbered Chicago, 16-3. Houston over Toronto, 6-1. New York beat Boston, 8-7. One interleague game saw Detroit down Colorado by a 4-0 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Iowa 7-5. That pulls the Storm Chasers a half game ahead of the I-Cubs in the North Division standings. Iowa plays at Omaha again this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In golf, Rory McIlroy picked up another victory, and Tiger Woods made another early exit. McIlroy began the final round of the Bridgestone Invitational, trailing Sergio Garcia by 3 shots before rallying for a 2-stroke win over the Spaniard. The Irishman opened the final round with 3 straight birdies, posting a 4-under-66 and a 15-under total. McIlroy earned over $1.5 million and reclaimed the number one ranking from Adam Scott. McIlroy was playing for the first time since his wire-to-wire victory at the British Open. Mark Leishman finished 3rd, 3 shots back, and 3 ahead of Keegan Bradley, Patrick Reed, Justin Rose, and Charles Schwartzel. Phil Mickelson had the day's best round, an 8-under-par-62 that allowed him to finish tied for 15th. Woods had to withdraw following his tee shot on the 9th hole. He injured his back playing a shot from the edge of a bunker on the par-5 2nd hole and took himself out of the tournament after 8 holes. It was the second time he failed to play 72 holes in 3 tournaments since undergoing back surgery in March. He missed the cut in his first event following surgery and finished tied for 69th at the British Open. He's finished all 4 rounds, only twice in 6 events this year. Woods did not say whether he would be able to play the PGA Championship at Valhalla next week. Also in golf, Kenny Perry scrambled for a birdie on the 18th hole to beat hard-charging Bernard Longer by a stroke in the Champions Tour's 3M Championship in Minnesota. Perry closed with a 7-under-65 for his 2nd victory of the year and 7th overall on the 50 and over tour. He finished at 23-under-193 at the TPC Twin Cities. Longer fired a 63 on the final day and overcame a 4-shot deficit on the back 9 before Perry's birdie on the par 5 18th. Jeff Ogilvy has won the Barracuda Championship for his 8th PGA Tour title and first since 2010. Ogilvy scored 5 points with an eagle on the par 5 13th and pulled away for a 5-point victory in the modified Stableford event. Justin Hicks was 2nd at 44 points after an 18-point day. John Hugh and Jonathan Bird tied for 3rd at 37. In racing, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has become the first driver to sweep Pocono Raceway since Denny Hamlin in 2006. Earnhardt started 9th and led for just 14 of 160 laps in winning the GoBowling.com 400. He took the lead on a restart with 3 laps remaining and held off Kevin Harvick to earn his 3rd win of the season. Harvick finished 2nd to lock up a spot in the chase for the championship. Joey Logano was 3rd, followed by Clint Bowyer, Greg Biffle, and Jeff Gordon. Brad Keselowski held off the charging Michael McDowell on Saturday night to win the NASCAR Nationwide race at Iowa Speedway. Keselowski, the Sprint Cup driver commuting from Pocono in Pennsylvania, led 146 of 250 laps for his 3rd Nationwide victory of the season and his 2nd in 2 starts. Trevor Bayne was 3rd, followed by Sam Hornish Jr. and Ty Dillon. Keselowski was set to cruise to an easy win when James Buescher's crash erased his lead, but Keselowski went high to overtake McDowell and held on for his 30th series victory. Keselowski won for the 3rd time at the track. He won the inaugural race 5 years ago and topped Hornish last season. Keselowski's success on Iowa's short track, along with a front row spot next to Bayne and 6 consecutive top 3 finishes in NASCAR's second tier series, had him pegged as the heavy favorite from the moment that the green flag dropped. A rookie Andre Williams scored on a 3-yard run in the New York Giants' 17-13 victory over the Buffalo Bills Sunday night in the preseason opening Hall of Fame game. Rookie receiver Corey Washington secured the win with a 73-yard touchdown catch up the right sideline from Ryan Nassib with 13-17 left. Williams provided the Giants' ground game some punch with David Wilson sidelined by a 2nd neck injury in less than a year. Williams had 7 carries for 48 yards, filling in the number 2 spot behind newly acquired starter Rashad Jennings. Bills backup quarterback Jeff Toole hit Robert Woods with a 2-yard touchdown pass. Giants starter Eli Manning went 6 of 7 for 43 yards, but also lost a fumble. Buffalo's E.J. Manuel was 2 of 7 for 19 yards. Jon Bon Jovi has gone directly to the media to let Bills fans know that he would keep the NFL team in Buffalo should he win the bidding for the club. His letter in the Buffalo News on Sunday marks the first time the rocker has publicly discussed his plans regarding the Bills. He says his group is committed to working with state and local officials to identify a new stadium site in the region. Bon Jovi added that it's his intention to carry on the legacy created by Ralph Wilson, the team's original owner. The Bills are for sale following Wilson's death in March. And the Air Force Academy has launched an investigation of its athletic department and is demanding more accountability from coaches after the Colorado Springs Gazette reported allegations of lax oversight and athlete misconduct. Academy Superintendent Lieutenant General Michelle D. Johnson has released a statement acknowledging troubling behavior by some athletes and other cadets. Johnson told the Gazette that the Academy Inspector General's office will look into the athletic department to determine whether sports programs promote the school's ideals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.